have
how many branches?
We have the one in Texas. We have, including the one that's suspended, or not including the one that's suspended.
All branches that you have.
Our branch for the whole U.S. right now is 1, 2, 3, 4.
4 branches.
Correct.
All right. So my pricing director, his name is Paul, will be giving you the
only one location though.
Just one location.
Correct.
Yes.
I just want to go only the original location.
Yes, my pricing director Paul will be joining us in this call. He will give you all the details as well as how to boost the page. Okay.
Okay.
Hopefully you can boost all the 4 branches. All right, go ahead, Paul. Hold on, let me just check if Paul is here. One moment. All right, Paul, go ahead.
Hi, hello.
Oh, hold on. Actually, Paul can hear us, but how do I resend that? Let me just... Hold on, Sholly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hold on. I'm still checking here. Hold on real quick here. All right, so my regional pricing director, Paul, will be calling you right back. Will that be
okay? That's all fine. Right. Yeah, he can call me back.
Okay. All right. Nice talking to you, Sholly, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Choli speaking.
Hi, Choli. Hi, it's Paul calling you back from Local Splash here. Of course, you were just speaking with Michael. I'm not sure what happened with that transfer. I could hear the call, but you guys weren't able to hear me at all. So
no, I don't. Yeah.
I apologize for that. But I'm happy to be speaking with you now, and I do have your file here in front of me. Of course, Michael wanted me to get on the line, get the details of the service to you, what's included, answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate here for your business, being still fairly new, about 2.5 years. So, well, first of all, happy Thursday. How's your day going?
My day is going smoothly today. How was yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. Now, I do have your file, like I said, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
I don't think so.
Have you ever used Google? Have you, like,
I always use Google. If you mean, like, my business Google or just regular Google?
Either one. Like, I mean, I know you've got a Google business profile, but I'm talking about, like, if you go on your smartphone or hop on a computer and type in restaurant near me or target hours or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about here, and that's the power of this listing for your company. People will not need to know already the name of your business to find you as a top option and to call you directly. So they'll be just typing in keywords related to the appliance repair, and, of course, your business will pop up as a top option. You won't be the only option, of course. You use Google, you know you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that search. But what people that call you, and, of course, they'll call you directly, call you specifically. They will call you after seeing the website that you've got for the business. So they're already hoping that that you're available to do the job. They're already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. You do have the website already. So we can easily promote. Yes, of course, and you've got a nice website. I'm looking at it right now. Very detailed.
Oh, thank you.
People can search. Oh, of course. I look at websites all day. And, of course, your website is very detailed. People can learn about the different services that you provide. They can click on that. I mean, I know there's some parts of the website that are still under construction, but definitely well underway. The most important things are already in place. You know, people can contact you directly. And our job would be to promote that website. Any website is only as powerful as the number of eyes that can see it. And, of course, most consumers don't go past the first page when they're looking for a service. So our job, of course, is to make it easy for people to find your website by just typing in keywords related to the services. Now, they might get specific about, you know, refrigerator repair or, you know, dishwasher repair. They might even get specific about the brand that they want to have repaired, or even if they just type in appliance repair. You'll find that your business pops up for all of those different searches and more. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase or by how someone searches for you. Now, that being said, you do get the calls directly to you. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for leads.
Let me interrupt you real quick.
Of course.
To make me understand, like, in the same page with you in the current conversation right now. So that means you guys can help us with SEO and the keywords and make a paragraph to make people, like, can find us.
Oh, sure, of course.
That's what you guys offer.
Yes,
so
it's exactly the same.
Myself, but English is not my first language. So I know that what keyword that people were using, but I know that I can't just put a random word in the paragraph. Google will see that and, like, give me to the blacklist. But
Right. And our job is also to create the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. So it's almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, etc. So Google indexes almost 70 different directories known to the public and unknown, Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, all of that. So we create those directories, all of them with accurate information for your business, your services, your service area, with the right phrasing and terminology, keyword density, that will help your business to be.
How are you going to put those information, like, in my website, right? Not in Google.
No, it's not the website. We're not going to make changes to your website. What we do is called off-page optimization, meaning off of the web page itself. Directory submissions are how Google determines what businesses are displayed on the first page. So the more content you have online that talks about your services, where else Google can verify and be reassured that you are in the same area, providing that same service. So a Facebook page for your business that talks
okay.
about your services, your service area. Yelp,
mm-hmm.
Super Pages, Manta, directories.
Okay, or those 15.
All, yes, social media platforms.
Yeah,
and
okay, I got it.
The search engine works. That's what the search engine
okay.
does. It searches for relevant content, related
okay.
information. So we'll create all of that content. And, of course, that's going to help your business and your website pop up on the first page where people are looking for your services. Everything's
okay,
going to be attached to verified listings on Google and Bing and attached to the website itself. Now, I know that you have multiple locations, but we would be speaking specifically about, at this case, Mike says
okay, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, Mike says you want to promote just one location right now, right?
Correct. So we just want to see how successful first.
Oh,
we don't want to go all over the places. And the point is like, this location is the original location. Let me tell you what I'm looking for so you not go like spend a lot of time for something that I'm not looking for. So this Google listing page is the original one that I had it since the business start. Very, very first month I got stuck.
What location is it, the original location?
The one, it's not on Google listing page right now because the original location I got stuck sent right now. So the original is on, do you want an address? Because even though you serve right now, it's not going to come up.
No, it's okay. Just the city that you're talking about for the original location.
Original location is Fort Worth. So
gotcha.
That one is the very, very first one. After I launched for a couple of months, then I got suspended. So then I have
mm-hmm.
a meeting with Google. They actually like video me, interview us, want to see our license. It says real. Register through the state, we show everything, then they launch and publish Google listing page for us again. A
uh-huh.
year and a half passed by, almost 2 years. Recently, about 3 months ago, I realized that my Google listing page is got, it doesn't say not suspend, but it said it's not valid for publish. Like, let me find
mm-hmm.
it. Exactly word for you. Hold on, give me a second. Okay, it says visible, and when I click on manage profile, it says because this profile doesn't follow the guidelines.
Right.
It says,
would you want us to help fix that? Would you want us to fix that for you? I mean, we would have to have you as a client of ours, but we can fix that for you.
Yeah, so that first thing that I'm looking for, if I be your client, you can fix this for us. I want to know how much it costs. And after that, you guys can help me to boot this head to very top as well, correct?
Correct.
if you can give me the price plan or is how long of the contract, what if you offer to help me with this?
Right.
I already started the process to resuspend again. This is the second time already. I already emailed them, already filled the form, I already offer everything they need already, and now I'm just waiting for them to contact me back.
Okay. So, you know, in addition to creating the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search, we can get your listing published and make sure that everything is active and per Google guidelines, okay? It's what we do. Now, Fort Worth is obviously a big metro area. Even if we're just focusing on one location, I would want to include also paid ads, either paid Google ads or paid Facebook ads. We can also do local service ads, which is Google Guarantee and a pay-per-lead system that Google has where you would get exclusive leads. One business gets individual lead. Of course, we can go that route. But I think what you're talking about is local search engine optimization for Fort Worth, which we would do, but I would want to include also Facebook ads. That's going to help you to get not just listed on Google, but have you pop up where Google wants, where Google would have you pop up, which is the first page, if you've got the right optimization, but also get more phone calls. Now, to include the Facebook ads would increase the cost by $100 because it goes directly to paying for Facebook ads, okay? Without the Facebook ads, without Facebook ads, you're looking at $199 a month. It would be for Fort Worth. It would not be for the surrounding community. Facebook ads can target well beyond 50 miles, 60 miles. We can easily do including the Facebook ads. That would be, like I said, an additional $100 because that's our cost, what we'll spend on our end to pay for those ads. But either way, it's a month-to-month service and a fixed flat rate. So those are exact amounts that would bill once a month. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Okay?
So let me ask you a question for the Facebook ads. Is like the one that I have to promote every month, and then it's going to go to people feed when they in my location. Let's say I already have my Facebook account set up, but I never run the ad because I ran the ad before, like long time ago, and I really not successful because I feel like my customer behavior did not go search for appliance repair on Facebook. They just go to Google and like appliance repair, washer repair, refrigerator repair. And for me, I'm looking at Facebook ad. It's just the branding. For people who like scroll down the feed on that Facebook and they say, see appliance repair now, and they keep seeing over and over.
That's exactly correct. So, you know, when people are going on Google, they are typing something in specifically. They are searching when they go on Google. When people go on Facebook, you know what they're doing. They're just spending time looking at different things. They're not really searching for anything in particular, right? So it is a different way of marketing your business. It's like radio and TV ads. When I turn on the radio, I'm looking more for music, and then I hear an ad for something that I may or may not need, right? And I may or may not write down the information and call it. Facebook is the same way. So they're not specifically looking for appliance repair. But that being said,
for branding, correct.
Yeah, for branding purposes. And when they decide that they need Facebook or when they need appliance repair, they're going to remember, appliance repair now. I found them on my Facebook page. I remember before. And maybe they'll look on their Facebook page and see your ad, or they'll look you up on Google and they'll call you directly, right? So it's a good way to get your name out there. It costs you nothing if they don't click on your ad. If they click on it, it costs like 20 or 22 cents. So it's very affordable. That's why the $100 easily covers the entire month. And easily covers a 50-60 mile radius beyond, you know, where you want to be found. So of course beyond Fort Worth. But
technically $100 on Facebook that I need to pay an extra. It's just something that you kinda want.
I recommend it.
Your whole process complete.
To get you found beyond Fort Worth, we would have to do paid ads, okay? Either Facebook ads are more affordable than Google ads. Google ads have a minimum ad requirement of $300 a month. We can go that route.
Yeah.
It's not always budget friendly, but in that way you'd be having not only the local.
Google is crazy.
Well, they raised the rates about a year ago. It used to be $100. Now it's a minimum required ad spend of $300
a month. And you know what? The call that we got from Google, who called us the most trash.
Yeah. Like we wouldn't have to do Google ads. We wouldn't even have to do Facebook ads. I just want to let you know that we would be talking then about the local map section and really specifically Fort Worth, okay? So I know that even the Fort Worth location services the greater Fort Worth metro area, the local listing, and even just to get your listing unsuspended and published and properly displayed on Google with all of the destinations and directories and to show up in Fort Worth itself, you know, one job. I mean, we're talking, you know, $199 for the local-only campaign. That's definitely worth doing, especially since you've been kind of unfortunately not having a whole lot of success with getting that listing recognized by Google. So we've been in business since 2004, 18 years of experience working directly with Google. Six of those have been in partnership with Google specifically as part of their partnership program to provide these types of services, especially paid Google ads to small and medium-sized businesses. So we do deal with Google on a regular basis many times throughout the day, and anything that that needs to be done, we can do it a lot easier than a business owner can on their own. So, like
how
I said, we can...
How long for the contract, though?
It's month to month. There's no contract.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
let's say I sign, let's do it today. Let's say I do this.
Yeah.
What is the first step that you guys can do it for me? Since I already filed the form for resuspend already, I already waiting, I already verification, everything already. What you guys can offer me moving forward from this point?
Right. So, you know, you are having some listings with, or some issues, I should say, with your listing being displayed properly. We would contact Google's back-end team to fix that issue right away. And then, of course, in the next few days, we would be creating the destinations and directories that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. Even if your Fort Worth location, if your Google Business Profile, it used to be Google My Business, but now it's Google Business Profile. Even if your Google Business Profile was accurately displayed right now, it would still be pretty much just a digital business card. It would not be on the first page when someone in Fort Worth is typing in appliance repair or any, you know, washer repair, whatever they type in. Your company right now is not popping up on the first page because you don't have the sufficient content. You don't have the directory submissions that Google wants to see for a big city like Fort Worth for you to outrank your competition. So we would create that content. It takes us about 3 or 4 days to get everything started. Google indexes that information, and that not only has your listing properly displayed, but it moves it to the first page, because right now people would have to be looking for your company specifically to find that listing, even if it were correctly displayed. So, like I said, there's a lot that we would do on the back end, kind of behind the scenes, to move that listing onto the first page for keywords related to your services. We create the content that Google indexes. The businesses that pop up on the first page are not there because they've been doing it the longest, have the biggest company, or do the best job in town. They're on the first page because they've got more content online relating to that search. Again, content that reassures Google time and again that you provide those services in that service area. So having more destinations, directories, platforms that list your website, that backlink to your website, that list your services in your service area, that's what we'll do. That's what's going to help you get your business on the first page.
So, Paul, let's say I do this. So this is moving forward. So after this month, you guys are going to help me, like, be valid on those 15 website that Google used for to see that I.
Yeah.
So you're gonna create an account for me, or how it's gonna work?
We'll continue to update that information on our end. You can ask us to make changes to that, but we make it as easy as possible. We know that most business owners don't have time to mess around with all of the things that Google needs to see for their business to rank well. So we would create that content for you. You have access to tracking and reporting, so you can see exactly how much work you're getting from using the service, keywords and search phrases you're listed for, the breakdown of how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. And, of course, you'll be able to see the work that we're doing. All of the destinations and directories that we'll create for you have their own icon and a clickable link through your tracking system, so you can open up your Super Pages listing or your Manta listing, your Yelp listing. You'll see that that content has been created for you, and we'll be able to update and optimize and would continue to update that information on your behalf moving forward. But even through your tracking system, or if you want to call us or email us, we would be able to, you know, make changes that you request, and we'd do that on your behalf. So really all that you would need to do would be to answer your phone when it rings, and of course our job is to make sure that people are calling you much more often than you're receiving right now.
So quick question. So we don't like Yelp, but I know that Google actually used Yelp to verification
100%.
I know it's part of it. The reason I don't like to use Yelp because I feel like people complain there more than give a compliment. Yelp people is kind of
exactly
like, just like
correct.
A restaurant.
Yeah, no, yeah, I think you're exactly correct.
When people are happy about it, they really not say much.
But
when they complain,
when they have an issue, they're going to make a bad review. Yes. No, I agree with you. And Yelp is really more for restaurants, hair salons, nail salons. You know, if I need a contractor to come out and work on my house or work, in this case, on my appliances, I'm not going to Yelp. I'm going to Google. But you're right. It's important to Google, so it's important to us. But a Yelp listing is no more important than Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, the stuff that most so-called SEO companies, in fact, don't know about. All of that content, though, is more important than ever, especially since you're looking at a big metro like Fort Worth. Having the content that your competitors don't have, even on a destination or platform that no one's ever heard of, if Google looks for it and wants to see it, and if Google can see that you've got it and it's got consistent and accurate information, that's what's going to have your business listed on that first page where you'll get those different phone calls.
Okay. So, Paul, do you have anything like that you just give me all detail today, like a proposal or like what you guys going to done? Like, I want to know more about your business. I want to know more.
Fine.
I know you told me a lot of stuff, a lot of detail, rich detail, but sometimes I can see and really quick overview look through the email. It will help me understand better. So far, like, listening to you is a lot of information that a little overwhelming myself. What if I pay $200 today, what is I will get? So I want to able to look through an email and see, like, okay, the biggest main problem that I want to hire you guys is going to be solved by paying you guys. So is anything that you can send me an email, or do you have a proposal what your business offer us, and then we can moving forward, like, and $199 a month is you can make a better price for me, since the first guy said right now you reduce the price in this month.
Well, it's a fixed flat rate and it's month to month. You know what I'll do? I'll just send you an email, and if everything makes sense, then we can move forward from there. If you want to talk about price, we would be talking about getting this created right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So go ahead and
there's no point talking about reducing the price if we're just sending out an email. What is your email address, and I'll send that out to you?
Email address is going to be pretty wrong. So it's D as a David, F as a Frank, W as a whiskey, appliance3panel@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. I'll get that information out to you, and then when would it be appropriate for me to follow up with you?
Tomorrow morning. I wanna able to talk with my husband, and then we can give you a. Yeah, just go ahead and give me a call tomorrow, and then we can move forward. And also, I just want to compare with Bird Eye. Have you heard about Bird Eye before?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm familiar with Bird Eye. You wanted to use Bird Eye for...
I just want to compare if I want to go with you or with the Bird Eye and want to see, like, what you guys offer and Bird Eye not offer.
Bird Eye doesn't offer similar services. Bird Eye is a review for
correct.
For businesses.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
All right.
Yes, correct. All right. But I understand that, but that's why I want to compare, like, why you
yeah.
is better than
all
Bird
right.
Eye.
So I'll send that information out to you. Be happy to speak with you. Would you say Monday?
No, tomorrow morning should be okay.
Tomorrow is Friday. Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah, just tomorrow morning and then around you are located in California, right? Or
yes, we are.
Okay, so I'm Central Time. So if you can give me a call back around 11 o'clock.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, go ahead and send me an email, and I will take a look at it. Thank you, Paul.
All right, I appreciate your time. You have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye.